Good morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today is Tuesday, April the 23rd, and buyers are back, as in buy the dip. It's the strategy of a bad week followed by a good week. Investors are betting on a bounce. We got one in the bonds this morning here. 10-year U.S. Treasuries up 25 cents, yield 4.58. 10-year Canada's up a nickel, yielding 3.74. We also had U.S. PMI data. It slipped from 51.9 to 49.9, so in contraction mode. On the earnings front, GM beat, stock up 5%. U.S. UPS beats, that's up 2%. Lockheed Martin, it's up. Stock is up just slightly here this morning. Pepsi also beat, but it's down 2%. Investors a little less confident in future profits. And of course, we're also talking about the 19% drop in shipments of iPhones to China. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you want to look at it, Apple stock actually higher here this morning. In fact, all the Mag 7 stocks are up, led by Tesla up 3%, along with Nvidia and Netflix also up 3%, is driving the NASDAQ up 227 points, 15,678. The Dow Jones, three quarters of those stocks are higher here this morning, up 245 points, 38,483. Verizon, American Express, and Disney, the top stocks on the Dow. As for the S&P, it's up 55 points, or just over 1%, at 5,065. In Canada, all subsectors are higher here this morning. No surprise, technology up 2%, healthcare up 1.3%. Golds are actually up 1%, which is a bit of a surprise, given the price is down slightly. But gold companies are starting to report better than expected earnings on these higher prices. Overall, the TSX up 165 points to 22,037. In the international arena, London hitting a 52-week high. It's up another 20 points here this morning. France up 65. Germany up 276. That's a 1.5% jump there. Investors are starting to bet the ECB will cut before the Federal Reserve will. So that's giving a tailwind there. We're also seeing a tailwind in Asia. Tokyo up 113. Hong Kong up 317. That's 1.9%. In the commodities, crude oil started the day down, but is now up $1.10 at $83 a barrel. Middle East tensions affecting maybe some supply concerns there. Natural gas gaining a penny at $2.38. As for the price of gold, it is down $5, $234 an ounce, or $23.41 an ounce, I'm sorry here. Copper losing 4 cents at $4.45 a pound. And if you're tracking Bitcoin, it's about $66,718, just down slightly. As for the loonie here this morning, it's up 17 basis points, 73.15 cents. Really a reflection of the weaker U.S. dollar. The Dixie's off a third of a cent at 105.70. But it means it's going to cost you $1.36 for a U.S. dollar, $1.46 for the euro, and $1.70 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boger with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.